Thank you for listening to today's message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about our church and our ministry, please visit our church website at livingwaterschurchelkriver.org. We pray that you were both blessed and encouraged by today's message.
Hey, hello. It's good to be here. It's an honor. It's a pleasure to be here and to see you guys and all my English. So I love you.
I'll translate. Go ahead.
Okay. No, es un placer de estar aquí.
It really is a pleasure for us to be here this morning.
Esta es nuestra familia.
This is our family.
Es Casey.
Casey, Ryan, I'll do it. Okay. Casey, Ryan, Molly, Max, Sophie, Emma, and Grace.
I don't know the names, that's why. So, pues, aquí estamos una vez más en casa.
So here we are. We feel like we're at home.
Y reciban un saludo también de nuestra iglesia.
Our church sends greetings as well.
Y yo creo que también seguramente están teniendo un servicio igual que nosotros. Y,
and they're at home in their service.
Y gracias por tenernos aquí. Gracias de veras por apoyarnos.
Thank you for having us this morning. Thank you for your continued support.
Sus oraciones y,
your prayer.
Y todo su amor que nos dan.
And all the love that we've got.
De verdad,
from you.
Sentimos que es una parte de nuestro corazón.
We really believe that Living Word is a big part of our ministry and our heart.
Gracias.
Thank you. Okay, bye bye.
He speaks English very, very well.
He does. I don't even know why I'm up here.
Okay, pues, de verdad que es un placer estar aquí.
We are so happy to be here.
Y el viernes estuve con Pastor Dave.
On Friday, I was able to spend some time with Pastor Dave.
Y fui muy honesto con él y le dije, ¿sabes qué?
I was really honest with him, and I said, you know what?
No sé qué compartir el domingo.
I'm not sure what to share on Sunday.
No estaba seguro. No tenía nada que compartir.
Not only was I not sure, I really didn't feel like I had anything.
Pero yo sabía que Dios iba a darme algo.
But I didn't know that God was going to give me something.
Y ahorita que estábamos aquí en la adoración.
And as we were here worshiping.
Y cuando la hermana Deb empezó a dar la palabra.
And when Sister Deb started to speak.
Una confirmación de lo que yo quiero compartir.
It was such a confirmation to me about what the Lord had already spoken to me.
Este año ha sido un año difícil, yo creo, para muchos.
This year has been a tough year, a hard year for many of us.
Ha sido un año difícil para nosotros.
It's been a hard year for us.
En muchos aspectos.
In a lot of different aspects in our life.
En nuestro matrimonio.
In our marriage.
En nuestras finanzas.
In our finances.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
Who can say, well, not amen. Who agrees? Or,
yeah. En ministerio.
In the ministry.
Salud.
Health.
Muchos aspectos de
different
nuestra
aspects
vida.
Of our life.
Ha sido un tiempo difícil.
We've gone through some hard times.
Hablando de familia, ha sido un tiempo difícil como familia.
Even as a family, we've had problems.
¿Cuántos saben que las familias son difíciles?
How many know that sometimes it can be hard in dealing with families?
No. Los jóvenes que se van a casar o se quieren casar.
About our kids, some kids are getting married or wanting to get married.
Y dicen, yo no quiero tener problemas.
¿Quién dice?
Los jóvenes.
We don't want to have trouble.
Yo digo, no te cases, entonces.
And then, so I say, don't get married.
Porque cuando, ¿cuántos dicen amén?
Who knows what I'm talking about?
Es la verdad.
Yeah.
Es la verdad. La Biblia dice que los que se casan tienen aflicciones en su carne.
The Bible tells us that those who get married will have afflictions in their flesh.
Es la verdad.
It's the truth.
¿Sí o no?
True? Is that true?
Why are you laughing? Because it's true or because I'm...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Nos casamos con expectativas a veces falsas.
When we get married, sometimes we have false expectations.
Pensamos que todo va a ser color de rosa.
We think that everything's going to be rose-colored.
Cuando vemos a nuestra novia...
When we see our girlfriend,
vemos qué hermosa es.
We see how beautiful she is.
Cuán encantadora es.
How charming she is.
Y tú dices, nunca va a cambiar.
And you say, she's never going to change.
Eso nunca se le va a quitar.
That's never going to go away.
Cómo ella me trata.
How she treats
cómo
me.
Cómo ella me ama.
How she loves me.
Y la verdad es de que cuando nos casamos nos damos cuenta.
And the truth is that when we get married.
Es que.
Better be
no
careful.
Worry.
Yeah.
Mujeres cambian constantemente.
The truth is women have, we're all changing constantly.
Cambios hormonales todo el tiempo.
Hormonal changes, yes.
Todo
constantly,
el tiempo.
All the time.
Y siempre están cambiando.
Always changing.
Es la verdad.
That's
la esposa
the truth.
Se casa.
The wife, gets when she gets married, she's
y ve
thinking,
al hombre,
she sees the man and says,
y dice, yo lo voy a cambiar.
I'm going to change him.
Yeah. Right? What are you laughing about? Okay. Pero encaramos problemas.
But then we face troubles. We run into trouble.
Circunstancias difíciles.
Difficult circumstances.
Cosas que nunca en nuestra vida hubiéramos pensado que iban a ocurrir.
Things that we thought would never happen to us.
Y que en nuestros cinco sentidos.
And in our five senses.
Nunca hubiéramos escogido vivir.
We wouldn't have chosen to go through. We wouldn't choose to go through.
Pero como decía la hermana Deb.
But as Sister Deb shared.
Circunstancias difíciles.
Difficult circumstances.
Problemas.
Problems.
Situaciones adversas a nuestra vida.
Adverse circumstances or situations.
Son de parte de Dios.
Are part of.
Vienen de parte de Dios con un propósito.
Es difícil decir es parte de Dios. Yeah, they come. God uses them with, or He has a purpose in them.
Un propósito para nuestra vida.
A purpose for our life.
Hablando de que cómo las familias son difíciles.
Talking about family issues or problems.
Es difícil predicar sin mencionar a David.
It's hard to preach and not mention David.
David venía de una familia difícil.
David came from a problematic or a hard family.
De una niñez difícil.
He had a hard childhood.
Muchos dicen, ¿por qué dices eso?
Many of you will ask, well, why do you say that?
La Biblia nos enseña que cuando el profeta Samuel fue a ungir al que iba a ser
rey. The Bible
rey,
tells us when the Samuel the prophet went to anoint David the king.
Fue y llegó a la casa de Jesse.
When he arrived at Jesse's house.
Y le dice, necesito ungir a uno de tus hijos como rey.
I need to anoint one of your sons who will be king.
Él pasó a siete de sus hijos, pero se le olvidó David.
He brought out seven of his sons. He didn't even think about David.
David estaba en otro lugar.
David was in another place.
Cuidando las ovejas de su padre.
Taking care of his father's
sheep. En un lugar no muy placentero.
Not in a very pleasant position.
En México nos venden unas tarjetas, probablemente son las mismas que hay aquí.
In Mexico they sell us cards.
De como de cumpleaños o de pensamientos.
Oh, like birthday cards, yeah.
Se llaman Precious Moments.
Precious Moments, we all know what that is, yeah.
¿Y han visto al moñito con sus grandes ojos?
Have you seen little David on those Precious Moments cards? His big eyes.
Con su collado.
With his little staff.
Y su borreguito.
And his little lamb.
Que huele bonito.
That smells nice.
Eso no es verdad.
That's not how it was.
¿Cuántos han estado alrededor de borregos?
Who's been around sheep or around goats?
Apestan.
They stink.
Y son torpes.
And they're clumsy.
Yo no entiendo hasta ahorita y un día le voy a preguntar a Dios por qué nos compara con ovejas. No entiendo por qué.
I still don't understand. And one day I'm going to ask the Lord, why does He compare us to sheep?
Don't be offended.
Don't be offended.
But, vivir con ovejas, con chivas.
But being around goats or sheep.
Tener ese trabajo.
To have that job.
No era el que la gente buscaba.
Wasn't something that somebody desired to be.
Sino algo que se imponía.
But something that they had to do.
Y casi siempre al más pequeño de la familia.
And usually it was the youngest who got stuck with that
job. Y dice
job.
La Biblia que los hermanos tenían algo en contra de David.
And it says, the Bible tells us that the brothers actually had something against him.
Ahora hay muchas opiniones.
There's a lot of theories or opinions about why.
Una de ellas es quizás David.
One of them is maybe David.
Era hijo de un, no de la esposa principal de Jesse.
Was not one of Jesse's wife's. Sons, but
sino a lo mejor de una concubina.
That of a concubine.
Y ustedes saben lo que sucede cuando hay una mezcla, cuando hay adulterio, cuando hay una doble familia.
And all of us know what happens when there's children from different families or a combined family.
No es fácil.
It's not easy.
Es una situación difícil.
It's a hard situation. Sometimes there's competition.
Donde hay heridas.
There's hurts.
Donde hay rechazo.
Sometimes people feel
y
rejection.
Para David no fue fácil.
And for David, this was not easy.
Estar enfrentando ese rechazo.
To be confronting that rejection from his
Ahora,
brothers.
Para mí es un poquito raro porque usualmente los más pequeños son los que más apapachamos, ¿cierto?
It's funny to me because usually the babies are spoiled, you know?
Los más pequeñitos son los que queremos tener aquí.
Usually the littlest ones are the ones who get
Yo lo veo
all the attention.
Con mis hijos.
I see it with my kids.
Mis propios hijos más grandes apapachan más al más pequeño.
Even my older kids spoil the little ones.
Pero David no tuvo eso.
But David didn't have that.
David enfrentó una niñez difícil.
David grew up with a hard childhood.
Sin embargo, Dios vio algo en David.
I just can't remember how to say it. Anyway, but even through that, God saw something in David.
Algo especial en su corazón.
Something special in his heart.
De hecho, su nombre significa el amado de Dios.
In fact, his name means beloved of God.
Tremendo, ¿no?
That's really awesome, isn't it?
Lo que otros no podían ver, Dios lo podía ver.
What others couldn't see, God could see.
Porque la clave es Dios ve el corazón.
Because the thing is, God sees our heart.
Dios ve lo de adentro.
God sees what's inside.
Él no ve el exterior.
He's not looking at the outside.
Él ve lo de adentro.
He sees what's on the inside.
Y esto es algo interesante. Algo le atrajo.
And this is interesting. Something attracted.
Algo le atrajo a Dios de David.
Something was attractive or God saw in David.
Él fue atraído por el corazón de David.
He was attracted to David because of his heart.
Eso es lo que yo quiero ser para Dios.
And that's what I want to be to God.
Yo quiero que Dios sea atraído por mi corazón.
I want God to be attracted to my heart.
Yo sé que no se trata, la vida cristiana no se trata de mi vida, sino de Dios.
I know that the Christian life isn't about my life, but it's about God.
Pero la palabra de Dios dice que Dios estaba buscando a un hombre como David.
But it says, the Bible tells us that God was looking for a man like David.
Él estaba buscando a un hombre.
He was looking for a man.
David no estaba buscando a Dios.
God, or David wasn't looking for God.
Dios estaba buscando
God
a David.
God was looking for David.
Qué interesante, ¿no?
How interesting, ¿no?
Dios necesita hombres como David.
God needs men like David.
Con un corazón apasionado por él.
With a passionate heart for him.
Ahora de eso yo quiero hablar hoy, del amor hacia nuestro Dios.
And that's what I want to talk about today, our love for God.
Y es tan hermoso ver una congregación que tiene la pasión para alabar a Cristo.
It's so nice to see a congregation with such passion for worship.
Que no tiene límites o barreras.
That hasn't set limits or boundaries.
Expresar su amor y su
adoración.
And you're
able to express in worship.
Eso es bueno.
That's good.
Pero muchas veces eso es externo.
But many times that is external.
Y Dios quiere ver algo más adentro de
But God wants
corazón.
To see something from inside, deep our heart.
Algo que sea atractivo.
Something attractive to
que
him.
Cuando la gente nos vea,
that when, yeah.
cuando la gente nos vea,
when people see us,
cuando hagamos un negocio con ellos,
when we do business
cuando
with
visitemos
them,
un lugar,
when we're visiting somewhere,
no solamente digan, oh, son buenas personas.
They don't just say, oh, they're nice people, they're good people.
Sino, yo veo el cielo en ellos.
But that they would say, I see heaven in them.
Veo a Cristo en
I
ellos.
See Jesus in them.
Ese es mi deseo.
That's my desire.
Ese es mi corazón.
That's my heart.
Ese es mi clamor.
That's my cry.
Sin embargo, todavía tenemos pruebas.
But we do have trials.
¿Es verdad?
Is that true?
Y a veces esas pruebas nos hacen ver que no somos lo que deberíamos de ser o lo que se supone que debíamos de ser.
And these trials many times reveal to us that we aren't who we should be. Want to be.
Pero son necesarias en nuestra
but
vida.
They are necessary.
La familia de David puede ser una familia complicada.
David's family, once again, was complicated.
Tenía conflictos en su vida, competencias entre
There
los
were
hijos,
conflicts and competition between his brothers.
Dolor en sus relaciones.
Hurt in his relationships.
Todos hemos tenido una especie de niñez así.
And all of us in some way, shape, or form have gone through these things
Dice la
life.
Palabra que vivía solitario. La palabra de Dios dice que él sacó a David de detrás del campo, de las montañas.
The Bible tells us that David lived a solitary life, that God brought him from the field.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. De lo escondido.
From the hidden place.
De lo oculto.
From the hidden place.
Pero Dios lo vio.
But God saw him.
Y aún, yo creo que todos tenemos una historia similar en algún grado en nuestra vida.
I believe that we all have a similar story to some degree in our lives.
No hay nadie aquí en este lugar.
There's nobody here today.
Que haya tenido una infancia ilesa.
Who grew up with a perfect childhood.
¿Verdad?
Is that true?
Todos en algún momento hemos enfrentado maltrato.
We've all gone through some form of mistreatment.
Rechazo.
Rejection.
Quizás algunos no conocieron a sus padres.
Maybe some of you don't even know your parents.
Quizás algunos enfrentaron un divorcio de sus padres.
Many of us come from divorced
homes. Abuso.
Abuse.
Yo no sé.
I don't know.
Pero no podemos ignorar nuestro pasado.
But we can't ignore our past.
Es parte de nosotros.
It's part of who we are.
Es parte de algo que Dios permitió en nuestra vida con un propósito.
It's part of something that God allowed in our life. With a purpose.
A veces nos la pasamos nuestra vida enojados reclamando a Dios por qué no hizo algo en ese momento.
Many of us spend a lot of time reclamando. Asking God and saying, why did you let this happen?
Porque sentimos que Él tuvo que haber hecho algo.
Because we feel like He should have done something.
Él tuvo que habernos librado de una situación.
He should have saved us from a certain situation.
Porque pensamos que nuestra vida, que Dios tiene que hacer nuestra vida cómoda.
Because we really believe that God is supposed to make our life comfortable.
De hecho, hoy en México, no solamente en los Estados Unidos, pero en México también, el materialismo ha empezado a consumir nuestra vida.
In Mexico, not only in the United States, but now in Mexico, materialism has really begun to take over.
Y todos pensamos que merecemos algo.
And everyone is just believing, well, we deserve this. We deserve
que Dios
something.
Nos debe algo.
God owes us something.
Que Dios tiene que hacer nuestra vida cómoda.
That God should be making our life comfortable.
Ahora, no me malentienda.
Okay, don't misunderstand me.
No hay nada de malo con estar cómodo.
There's nothing wrong with being comfortable.
Es bueno tener una silla cómoda, esas cómodas, ¿verdad?
These are nice chairs. They're comfy.
¿Sí o no?
Right?
No es nada malo.
There's nothing wrong with
that.
Eso
es bueno.
That's good.
Pero el plan de Dios.
But God's plan.
Con esta vida.
In this life.
Con tu vida.
With your life.
Dile al que está a tu lado.
Tell the person next to you.
Dile tu vida.
Your life.
Dile tu vida.
Say to the next person.
No te vas a satisfacer.
He does that. He does that at home all the time. They're not used to that.
Well,
he makes people talk to each other all during the service. So, your life.
Say your life.
Your life.
No te satisface.
Doesn't or won't satisfy you.
No puede ser satisfacida tu vida.
You won't be satisfied.
Con tu propia vida.
With yourself.
Con esta vida.
With your life. With this life.
Con las cosas de esta vida.
With the things in this life.
Okay. Con okay? El pasado.
With the past.
Con lo que sucede.
With what happens.
No puede haber satisfacción en eso.
You'll never be satisfied.
Entonces, todos hemos, insisto, todos tenemos un grado de dificultad en nuestra vida.
So I'll say it again. We've all gone through some shape.
Con un plan.
Some form of difficulty.
Con un plan divino.
But there is a divine plan.
La Biblia dice en Hechos 17.
In Acts
17. Dice que Dios prefijó.
It said that God predetermined.
Los tiempos.
The times.
Y el límite
and the limits
de nuestra habitación.
Of our boundary. I have to read that in English. Of our room, it says.
Hechos 17, 26 y 25.
25 and 26. 17, 25 and 26. Mm-hmm. And human hands can't serve his needs, for he has no needs. He himself gives life and breath to everything, and he satisfied every need there is. From one man he created all the nations throughout the whole earth. He decided beforehand which should rise and fall, and he determined their boundaries. In 27:2, his purpose in all of this was that the nations should seek after God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him.
Dice, él prefijó de antemano.
It's telling us that he predetermined
nuestra habitación, los límites de nuestra vida,
our boundaries,
todo lo que somos,
all that we are,
todo lo que nos sucede,
everything that happens
todo
to
lo
us,
que enfrentamos,
everything that we go through,
él lo prefijó.
He determined it. It's predetermined.
Dice, con un propósito,
with a purpose,
que le busquemos a él,
that we would feel our way towards him and find him.
En español dice que le busquemos a él.
In Spanish it says that we would seek him.
Eso es increíble para mí.
That's incredible to me.
Porque mi naturaleza.
Because my nature.
En los tiempos de dificultad.
During difficult times.
Es reclamarle a Dios.
Is to, oh, that word, is to like hold it against him. Blame, yeah.
Aunque eso es como yo lo veo.
En this mi, is how I see it.
En mi humanidad.
In my humanity.
Pero cuando, como Dios lo ve.
But how God sees it.
Es, tú estás cerca de mí.
But I'm drawing you closer to me.
¿Y entendemos eso?
Are you understanding?
Dios quiere acercarnos a él.
God wants to draw us
todo
close
lo que nos ha pasado,
to himself. Everything that we've gone
todo
through.
Lo que está pasando,
everything that we're going through.
Es para que busquemos en mayor medida a nuestro Dios.
Is so that we will seek him in a greater measure.
Cuando todo va bien, es difícil a veces buscar a Dios.
Sometimes when things are going well, it's easy for us to forget.
¿Cierto o no cierto?
God, is that true or not true?
Vamos a poner un matrimonio que tiene todas las cosas.
Let's use again marriage as an example.
Con todo el dinero.
When you're going good, you have all your finances are good.
Buena casa, buen
nice
carro.
House, good car.
Los hijos están bien, la salud está bien.
Kids are okay, everybody's healthy.
Cualquier deseo o antojo que tú tienes, lo compras.
Whatever you are desiring, you're able to buy or to
lo
to
que sea,
get,
todo está bien. Económicamente estás bien.
Economically, you're good.
Pero si quitas el dinero,
but if you take the money away,
entonces las cosas no están muy bien.
Then what happens? Things aren't so good anymore.
Eso sucede mucho.
That happens a lot.
Bueno, sucede en mi país.
Well, it happens in my country.
Hay gente que viene a la iglesia y pide oración por su trabajo y que Dios lo prospere.
There's people who come to church and ask for prayer because they need a new job and they have financial difficulties.
Y cuando viene la prosperidad.
And then sometimes when they, when the prayer is answered and they get a good job or.
Se olvidan de Dios.
Then we don't see him again for a while.
No vuelven a ir a la iglesia.
They stop going to church.
Es triste.
It's sad.
Pero sucede.
But it happens.
Entonces, cuando todo va bien, es a veces difícil buscar a Dios y Dios usa las pruebas para atraernos a él.
So when everything is going good, sometimes we're able to forget about God, but God uses trials to draw us close to him.
Yo no voy a estar hablando de prosperidad o no. Yo creo que Dios quiere prosperarnos.
And I'm not talking about prosperity here. I believe that God wants to prosper us.
Que Dios quiere bendecirnos.
God wants to bless us.
Que el tesoro del Señor está abierto para nosotros.
That his treasure is open and available to
Dios
us.
Dios es bueno.
God is good.
Sí, y hemos venido a Cristo aquí con por muchas razones. Los que estamos aquí venimos a Cristo.
And we've all come to Jesus for different reasons.
Porque quizás a lo mejor lo tuvimos todo, pero no nos llenó.
Maybe we did have everything, but we still felt empty.
O quizás porque no tuvimos nada y en desesperación le buscamos.
Or maybe because we didn't have anything and we knew we needed him.
O porque nuestra familia fracasó y tiene dolor y ahora buscamos sanidad en Cristo. Yo no sé.
Because we're hurting because our family fell apart and we need healing.
O por la crisis.
Or the crisis, financial crisis.
Yo no sé cuál sea la razón.
I'm not sure what the
reason
is.
Pero por alguna razón hemos llegado aquí a Cristo y estamos aquí.
Whatever each of our reasons is, we're here seeking God.
Y en la sabiduría de Dios.
And in God's incredible wisdom.
En su gran amor.
In his great love.
Dios diseñó.
God designed
que esta vida
that this life
no tuviera nada para satisfacernos.
Wouldn't have anything that would satisfy us.
Nada.
Nothing.
No hay nada en esta vida.
There's nothing in this life
que pueda satisfacernos.
That can satisfy us.
Esa es la verdad.
And that's the truth.
Yo amo a mi esposa.
I love my wife.
Con todo mi corazón.
With my whole heart.
Amo a mis hijos con todo
I
mi corazón.
I love my kids with my whole heart.
Pero Dios diseñó que ni mi esposa ni mis hijos pudieran satisfacerme.
But God designed me so that my wife and my kids can't satisfy all my needs.
Yo amo mi iglesia.
I love my church.
Pero la iglesia no puede satisfacerme.
But my church can't satisfy me either.
Yo amo a mi familia.
I love my family.
Pero mi familia no puede satisfacerme.
My family can't satisfy me
amo
either.
Muchas cosas, pero eso no me trae satisfacción.
I love a lot of things, but they're unable to satisfy
lo
me.
Único que satisface es Cristo.
The only thing that truly satisfies is Jesus.
Lo único que puede llenarnos es Cristo.
The only thing that can truly fill us is Jesus.
Lo único que puede llenar el hueco en nuestro corazón.
The only thing that can fill the emptiness in our heart.
Y Dios se fija en nosotros cuando nosotros le buscamos con desesperación, diciéndole, Señor, tú eres mi deseo.
And God sees us. He's attracted to us. When he sees our need for him.
Cuando David comenzó a buscarle en lo solitario de su vida.
When David began to seek him in his solitude.
Cuando él estaba con su arpa
when
solamente.
When he was alone with his harp.
Y empezó a cantarle.
And he'd sing to him.
Cuando nadie lo veía.
When nobody would see him.
Porque venía a la iglesia. A mí me encanta cantar.
Because when we come to church, I love to sing.
Me gusta dirigir alabanza.
I love to lead praise and worship.
Si la iglesia fuera solamente de canciones, yo estaría feliz.
If church was just singing, I'd be happy.
Pero la verdad, es la verdad.
For real.
Pero.
But.
Cantar un domingo en la iglesia es muy fácil.
Singing in church on Sunday is easy.
Pero cuando estás solo.
But when you're alone.
Cuando estás triste.
When you're sad.
Cuando enfrentas tu realidad.
When you're going through whatever your reality is.
Ahí es cuando vale tu canción. Ahí
that's
es cuando
when
Dios
your
ve
song
tu canción.
Really matters. That's when God hears your heart.
Y Dios, y David comenzó a buscar a Dios.
And God, or David began to seek God.
Empezó a cantarle cuánto le amaba.
He would sing to him how much he loved him.
David encontró una satisfacción en Dios.
David was able to find a satisfaction, or his satisfaction in God.
Una satisfacción en él que le trajo belleza a la vida de David.
A satisfaction in God that brought him beauty.
¿Sí entienden esto?
Is that translating right?
Cuando nada más te satisface.
When nothing else satisfies.
Solamente él.
Only the Lord.
Y es difícil eso, es muy fácil decirlo.
It's easy to say, hard to do.
Porque yo creo que todos hemos buscado en diferentes formas, en diferentes
I believe that
caminos.
We all have been that we've all searched and have looked for other things
cuando
to satisfy
realmente
us.
Sabemos cuál es la respuesta a nuestra vida.
When we know what the true answer is.
Pero cuando nuestra búsqueda y nuestra satisfacción se encuentra solamente en Dios.
But when we actually find the Lord and are seeking or seeking the Lord.
Dios viene y pone un vestido de belleza sobre nosotros.
God puts on a robe of beauty on us.
Y es atraído hacia nosotros.
And he's attracted to us.
Entonces, David comenzó a buscar en su desesperación y su soledad a Dios.
So David, in his solitude, began to seek the Lord.
Y es interesante porque cuando la prosperidad y todas las cosas vinieron a la vida de David.
And it's interesting because when prosperity and all the things came into David's life,
David no se desvió.
He didn't get off course. He didn't get distracted.
Porque su corazón y su satisfacción.
Because his heart and his satisfaction.
No estaba en los bienes.
Wasn't in material things.
No estaba en las esposas.
Wasn't in his wives.
No estaba en los caballos.
Wasn't
o en
in
las
his
cosas
horses or his chariots.
No estaba en sus victorias.
Wasn't even in the victories.
Estaba en Jesús.
It was already in Jesus.
Su corazón no fue desviado.
His heart wasn't desviado. Wait.
Porque su satisfacción estaba en Dios.
Because his satisfaction was already found in God.
El otro día estaba escuchando que por cada 10 personas.
The other day I heard that for every 10 people.
Que sobrepasan la adversidad.
That go through adversity.
Y que la pasan.
That come through adversity.
Solamente una sobrevive a la prosperidad.
Only one survives prosperity.
Uh-huh. Makes sense.
I don't know. Does that make sense? Didn't make sense to me.
De 10 personas que sobrepasan.
Of 10 people that go through.
O que vencen la adversidad.
That get through, come through the other side of adversity.
Solamente una.
Only one of them.
Vence en la prosperidad.
Oh, is able to overcome prosperity.
Porque a veces la prosperidad sin Dios te mata.
Because sometimes prosperity without the Lord kills you.
Somos tan consumidos por
we're
lo
so
material.
Consumed by materialism.
Somos tan consumidos por el tener.
We're so consumed with having.
Es interesante, yo lo veo, no nada más aquí, pero allá en Zacatecas.
I see it in our church all the time.
La plática cuando nos encontramos con
the,
nuestros amigos.
The talk that we have, the, yeah, when we are with our friends.
Lo primero que sale de nuestra boca
the
es.
The first thing that comes out of our mouth is. Oh, things are so hard right now.
Qué caro está todo.
Everything's so expensive.
No hay dinero.
No money.
No hay trabajo.
No jobs.
La crisis.
The crisis.
Tantas
bills.
Cosas, ¿sí o no?
Is that true here?
La recesión.
The recession.
¿Verdad?
True.
¿Sí?
Yeah.
Es increíble.
Es lo que
hablamos.
That's
es lo
what
que,
we talk about.
Es lo que nos ocupa nuestra mente.
It's what's occupying
nuestras
our mind
fuerzas.
Time, our
prendemos
strength.
La tele.
We watch TV, turn on the TV.
Y nos dan un montón de información.
We get a bunch of information.
De la crisis global.
The global crisis,
global.
The recession.
Y de todo lo que no va a suceder.
And what's not going to happen. We're hearing what's happening, what's not going to
happen. Y nos llenamos y estamos tan preocupados.
And we get worried and
y no cambiamos nada.
We can't change anything.
No podemos cambiar nada.
We don't change
Pero Dios quiere hacer algo en nuestras vidas.
But God wants to do something.
Dios quiere usar este tiempo en
God
nuestras
wants
vidas.
To use this time in each one of us.
No solamente para Horacio y Katy.
Not just for Horacio
no
y Katy.
No solamente para un país como México.
Not just for Mexico.
Sino para esta iglesia de Living Waters.
But for this church, this Living
para
Waters.
Para ti, en tu corazón.
For you, in your heart.
En las pruebas que estás pasando.
The trials that you're going through.
En las dificultades que estás pasando.
The difficulties that you're going through.
No es que Dios sea cruel.
God's not cruel.
No es que Dios sea malo.
God's not bad.
No es que Dios se goce en nuestras debilidades.
He's not happy when we suffer.
Pero Él quiere acercarnos a Él.
But He wants to draw us close to Him.
Él quiere que nuestra vida se llene de belleza a través de nuestras pruebas.
He wants us to be filled with beauty as we go through our problems.
Y David una vez más encontró satisfacción en Dios.
And David once again found his satisfaction
in God. No hubo algo
God.
Que le quitara su satisfacción en él.
There was nothing that swayed him or
no hubo ningún otro placer.
Took him away from God. There was no other pleasure.
Desviarlo.
Nothing that could sway
atraerlo.
Him. Nothing that could distract
para quitarle
him.
Su satisfacción de Dios.
From God and his satisfaction in him.
A tal grado que Dios mismo lo llamó el hombre conforme a mi corazón.
To such a degree that God called him a man after his heart.
David halló una conexión con Dios.
David had a connection with God.
Y eso es lo que tú y yo necesitamos.
And that's what we need today.
Una conexión con Dios.
A connection with
en
God.
Medio de nuestra desesperación.
In the middle of our desperation.
En medio de nuestro dolor.
Of our pain.
En medio de nuestras circunstancias.
In the middle of our circumstances.
En medio de nuestras dificultades como matrimonio.
Even during our marital problems.
En medio de nuestra desesperación económica.
In the middle of our financial problems.
En medio de nuestra enfermedad.
Even through sickness.
Dios quiere que encontremos una conexión con Él.
God wants us to find that connection and have that connection with Him.
Juan 1.
Let's go to John 1.
Juan 1 al 4. Juan 1 del 1 al 4.
1 through 4. John 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning, the Word already existed. He was with God and He was God. He was in the beginning with God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that He didn't make. Life itself was in Him, and this life gives light to everyone.
Este versículo 4 me encanta.
This verse 4 I love.
Dice la palabra, dice, y en él estaba la vida.
It says, life itself was in Him.
Está hablando de Cristo.
It's talking about Christ.
No en lo que él hacía.
Not in what He did.
No en lo que él dio.
Not in what He gave.
No en lo que él hizo a la gente.
Not in what He did for
no
us.
No en sus milagros.
Not in His miracles.
No en sus bendiciones.
Not in His blessings.
En él mismo
in Him
está la vida.
Is where life is.
¿Y capta esto?
Do we get it?
Dios, dice la palabra del Señor que Dios hace salir el sol sobre justos e injustos.
The Bible tells us that the sun comes out on the just and the unjust. Right? Shines on.
Dios le da a todos.
God gives to everyone.
¿Verdad?
Is that true?
¿O no?
¿O no?
Dios le da a todos.
God gives to
a
everybody. To
a
good
malos.
And to bad.
Yo tengo un problema con eso.
I have a problem with that.
Qué bueno que yo no soy Dios, ¿verdad?
Good thing I'm not God.
Diga, qué bueno que Horacio no es Dios.
Say, good thing Horacio is not God.
¿Recuerdan los 10 leprosos?
Remember the 10 men with leprosy?
¿Sí recuerda?
Remember?
Jesús los sana a todos.
God heals them all.
Y solamente uno.
And only one of them.
Regresa a darle gracias.
Came back to say thank you.
Y Jesús dice, ¿y los nueve?
And Jesus said, the other nine.
¿Dónde están?
Where are they?
Si yo hubiera sido Jesús.
If I was Jesus.
Yo hubiera dicho, ¿y los nueve?
I would have said, where are the other nine? That.
Pero gracias a Dios que yo no soy Jesús.
Well, thank God I'm not God, nor Jesus.
¿Verdad?
Right?
But Dios da a todos.
God gives to everyone.
A veces yo quisiera que la gente mala, Dios le diera un garrotazo en la cabeza.
Sometimes I wish that God would, garrotazo? Slap the bad people.
Pero no lo hace.
But He doesn't.
Muchas veces los bendice.
Many times they're blessed.
Muchas veces les da.
Many times He gives
Muchas veces
them.
Aún más
gives
que a mí.
Many times they get more than I do.
Porque Dios da a todos.
Because God gives to everyone.
Pero ahí no está la vida.
But that's not where life is.
En eso no encontramos satisfacción.
That's not where we get our satisfaction.
Entonces, yo quiero que veas cómo a veces pasamos, invertimos y gastamos nuestras fuerzas.
So I want us to think about for a minute how many times we, what?
gastamos,
we spend,
invertimos,
we invest,
y usamos nuestras fuerzas,
and we use our strength or
en cosas
forces
que Dios de todos modos da,
in things that God is already going to give us.
Porque Él es bueno.
Because He's good.
La Biblia dice que no tenemos que preocuparnos por qué vestir.
The Bible tells us we don't need to worry about what we're going to wear.
Dice que Él viste a las flores del campo.
He takes care of the flowers or dresses the flowers.
¿Quieren escuchar un testimonio de
Do you want to hear a testimony
semana?
Of this week?
Sí. Es un gran sacrificio poder venir a Minnesota para nosotros.
It's hard for us to get to Minnesota with all the 7 kids and us.
Primero,
First of all, nuestro
presupuesto es muy corto para vivir un mes en Minnesota o en Estados Unidos.
Our budget isn't made for the United States.
Muy caro.
Yeah, it's expensive here.
No teníamos, no, es muy difícil llegar a una casa y quedarnos en una casa con otra familia porque somos muchos.
And the thing is, it's hard for us to stay with another family because we are a lot of people.
Es difícil salir a comer a un restaurante.
It's hard to go out to eat because it's a lot of people to feed.
Para venir aquí, nuestro presupuesto estaba reducido.
So we were already dealing with a reduced budget.
Gasolina muy cara.
Expensive gas.
Muchas cosas.
Everything.
Y literalmente no teníamos dinero.
And literally we were out of money.
Pero
But
Dios es tan bueno.
God is so good.
Por eso insisto, si yo hubiera pasado toda una semana preocupándome cómo lo iba a hacer, qué iba a pasar.
If I would have spent time wondering and worrying and trying to figure out how we were going to do it.
Gastando mis fuerzas.
Wasting my energy.
Mi energía.
Spending my energy.
Todo por algo que Dios ya tenía preparado.
On something that God had already had planned out.
No es justo.
It's not fair.
Cuando Dios ya tiene todo listo para ti.
When God has everything already planned out.
Y tú estás esforzándote por pedirle algo que ya Él ya tiene listo.
And you're spending so much energy and time asking for something that He already has planned to give to you.
Llegamos a una casa.
We arrived at a house.
Hermosa casa.
Beautiful.
De una prima de Kathy.
A cousin of mine is gone for the whole summer. Huge, beautiful house. There's a pond in the back. It's just gorgeous. The whole house is ours. This whole month.
Dios es bueno.
Yeah.
Okay, yo le dije a Dios, okay, gracias, Señor, por la casa.
Okay, we said thank you, God, for this house.
Pero no tenemos que comer.
But we don't have anything to eat.
Y cuando entramos a la puerta,
and when we got in,
en la mesa, en la isla que está ahí,
on the kitchen counter island,
había bolsas de abarrotes.
There was big bags of groceries. We said, wow.
Pero el primer día se acabaron.
But we went through those pretty quick.
Literalmente no teníamos para comprar.
Yeah, and we literally didn't have more money to buy groceries.
Pero otra de las iglesias que nos apoya.
But another church that also supports us.
Ellos un miércoles llegaron con un montón de abarrotes.
Wednesday night they sent a bunch more groceries
Fruta,
home with them.
Verdura,
fruit and bread
pan,
and vegetables
jugo,
and just everything. It didn't even fit in the fridge.
De veras, tuvimos que sacar muchas cosas.
We actually gave some of it away.
Increíble.
Yeah, incredible.
Dios es bueno.
God is good.
¿Por qué te esfuerzas en cosas que no tienen importancia?
Why do we spend so much energy asking and worrying about things that God already has taken care of?
¿Por qué te consumes en otras cosas que no valen la pena?
Why do we let ourselves become consumed by things that aren't worth it? God already has it taken care of.
Isaías 55 dice.
Isaiah 55:1.
1
says, I read it. Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen, and I will tell you where to get food that is good for the soul. In Spanish it says,
dice, ¿por qué gastas tu dinero?
Why do you spend your money?
En lo que es pan.
On bread.
¿Y por qué tu trabajo y tus fuerzas?
And why do you work and spend energy?
¿Y por qué gastas tus fuerzas?
And your energy. That's what it says.
En lo que no te vas a saciar.
And what's not on something that's not going to satisfy you.
Así dice en español.
That's what it says in Spanish.
¿Por qué gastas eso?
en algo que no te va a saciar.
Why do you spend your time and your money and your energy on something that's not going to satisfy you?
¿Cierto o no es cierto?
Is that true? Do we do that?
Sí. Vemos una televisión de plasma.
We see a big plasma TV.
Yeah, y decimos, wow, yo quiero eso.
We say, wow, I want that one.
Voy a trabajar por eso.
I'm going to work for that.
Y no tiene nada de malo.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
I want one.
I want one.
¿Eh? Y cuando lo tienes.
But when you get it.
Y el mercado saca otra más grande.
And then the next week there's an even bigger one.
Dices,
better
oh,
one. You say, oh,
esta ya no.
I'll move that one to the basement. I want that one.
¿Sí o no? Nada te trae satisfacción.
Nothing satisfies you.
Nada.
Nothing.
Nada.
Nothing.
Y Dios dice, ¿por qué gastas tu fuerza?
And God says, why do you spend your energy?
¿Por qué gastas tu dinero?
Why do you spend your money?
¿Sí? Hay quienes gastan su dinero en tener una buena figura.
A lot of people spend their money on having a nice figure or
not me.
On their beauty.
Vemos a las hermanas, ¿verdad? Diciendo, yo quiero ser talla 8 aunque me muera.
We see the women say, I want to be a size 6 no matter what. I mean, even if it kills me.
Y gastan todo.
And they spend all their money
sus
on that.
Energías,
their energy.
Sus fuerzas.
Their
su tiempo,
energy. Their time.
Todo.
Everything.
Y no están satisfechas.
And they're never satisfied.
Nunca están satisfechas.
Never.
Nadie está satisfecho.
Nobody's satisfied.
Vivimos en un mundo donde no nos satisface nada, porque esta vida nada nos va a satisfacer.
We live in a world that doesn't satisfy us because it never will.
Juan dice, la vida está en él.
John tells us, life is in him.
Solamente en él.
Only in him.
No en lo que él nos da.
Not in what he gives
no
us.
No en lo que él hace.
Not in what he does.
No en lo que él tiene para nosotros.
Not in what he has
en
for us.
En él mismo.
In him.
La vida. Está en él.
Life is in him. Life
Tenemos
itself is in
desear
him.
A Dios con pasión.
We need to desire him with Amarlo passion.
A él con pasión.
Love him with passion.
¿Está de acuerdo conmigo?
Do you agree?
Estar apasionados por él.
Be passionate
odio escuchar lo que hoy el Evangelio dice a la gente.
I hate hearing what some preachers preach
o la
today.
Iglesia.
Or the church in general.
Vemos a una familia.
We see a family.
Que lo tiene todo.
That has everything.
Buena casa.
Nice house.
Buen carro.
Nice car.
Bonita esposa.
Pretty wife.
Hijos bien comportados.
Well-behaved
un
children.
Un buen trabajo.
Good job.
Y decimos, wow, tienes todo.
And we say, wow, they have everything.
Tienes todo, todo lo que
they
un
have
hombre
everything.
Pudiera tener.
Everything a man could want, they have.
Solo te falta algo.
They just are missing one thing. Jesus.
Odio eso.
I hate hearing that.
Porque lo que realmente tú tienes que decirle a esa gente.
Because the truth is, what we need to say.
Es, ¿sabes qué?
You know what?
Estás perdido.
You're lost.
No
They're
tienes
lost.
Nada.
They have nothing.
Sin Cristo no tienes
Because
nada.
Because without Jesus, they have nothing.
Si tú no tienes a Cristo y Cristo no te tiene a ti, tú no tienes nada.
If you don't have Jesus and he doesn't have you, you have nothing.
Jesús no es la cereza que le pones a un helado.
Jesus isn't the cherry on top.
Jesús es todo para nuestra
Jesus
vida.
Jesus is everything.
Y eso es lo que Dios quiere de su iglesia.
And that's what God wants from his church.
No, no, una, un, ¿cómo se dice eso? Un, ¿cómo le llamas a las
bracelet?
Pero, en general, un accesorio. Jesús no es un accesorio.
Jesus is not an accessory.
Jesús es todo para nosotros.
He's everything.
¿Está conmigo?
Are you with me?
Sí. Nuestra vida tiene que ser consumida por él.
Our life needs to be consumed by him.
Desearle a él todo lo que él tiene.
We need to desire everything that he is and who he is.
Y si no nos tiene completos, no tenemos nada, dice la palabra.
And if he doesn't have us wholly, completely, then what?
No tenemos nada.
Then we don't have anything. We don't have him completely.
En él está la vida.
In him we find life.
En él está nuestra satisfacción.
In him we find satisfaction.
Yo me encanta ver cómo esto es lo que Dios está moviendo. O haciendo, mostrando en nuestros días. Dios está haciendo esto en nuestros días, mostrando este mensaje.
And that's what God is showing in our days, in these days.
Tenemos una pareja.
We have a couple at church.
Que acaban de llegar a la iglesia.
And they just got to our church.
Estamos muy emocionados.
We're really excited.
Fue un poquito difícil venir para acá. Después de lo que estaba pasando en la iglesia.
It was kind of hard for us to leave when we did.
Cuando venimos dos semanas antes llegaron 40 personas nuevas a la iglesia.
In the last 2 months, there's like 40 brand new people in church.
Es increíble.
It's super fun.
Es como sangre nueva.
It's like fresh air. It's like fresh blood. It's just life. Increíble. It's new life. It's exciting.
Y todo por lo que Dios está haciendo.
And it's because of what God's doing.
Pero especialmente esta persona, esta pareja.
But this couple in particular.
Ellos no hubo una persona en particular que compartiera la palabra de Dios con ellos.
They were not even, I don't know how you would say that.
No hubo alguien que les compartiera.
Nobody went to them and told them about Jesus.
Lo que pasó.
What happened was.
Este hombre.
This man.
Por varios años.
For years,
estuvo buscando a Dios.
Was seeking for God.
Ahora, yo quiero que entiendas, cuando tú empiezas a buscar a Dios y tu satisfacción ya no son las cosas materiales, sino que buscas a Dios, otra vez, le atraes a Él.
So, once again, I'm just going to say it. When we begin to seek God and are consumed by Him and He sees that, then He's attracted to us.
Y este hombre... antes de casarse,
and this man, before he got married,
él era un monje.
He was a
católico.
Monk, a Catholic monk.
Y tenía una amiga que era una monja.
And he had a friend who was a nun.
Yeah. Y se conocieron.
So they got to know each other.
Y se enamoraron.
And they fell in love.
Y empezaron a servir al Señor.
And they started to serve the Lord together.
They got married.
They got married. So they left the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh. Todavía no llegaban a una iglesia.
No, and they hadn't found a church yet.
Pero sabían where to que belong. Algo Dios les estaba mostrando.
But they were seeking God.
Eso no es todo.
That's
esta
not everything.
Mujer está probada médicamente que es estéril.
Okay, this is really interesting. The wife, she is sterile. Is it technically? What would be the word?
Medically.
Sterile. Okay. So they thought they could never have kids.
Pero empezaron a tener hijos.
But they had one kid, and then they had another kid, and then they had another kid.
Y al tercer hijo, cuando el médico dijo, es que esto no puede estar pasando, ella tuvo problemas en sus embarazos.
By the third pregnancy, the doctor said, I don't understand how this is happening. And the third child, there was complications. Mm-hmm. And they
decidieron hacerlo cirugía.
They did what's it called when you can't have babies anymore? No, tubal. So that she couldn't have babies anymore.
Pero tienen tres más.
They have three more babies. They have six kids.
Es increíble.
It's incredible.
Y él empezó a buscar a Dios con eso.
So he's been seeking the Lord and seeking the Lord.
Y en su desesperación le dijo, si tú eres real.
And he became desperate and said, okay, if you're real,
muéstrate a mí.
Show yourself to me.
Haz algo en mi vida.
Do something in my life.
Y Dios habló a su vida.
And God spoke to him.
Y Dios le dijo estas palabras.
And God said this to him.
Él es un hombre de negocios.
He's a businessman.
Y le dijo, tu dinero.
Your money.
Tus bienes.
Your goods.
Quiero usarlos.
I want to use them
para mi reino.
For my kingdom.
Para establecer mi reino.
To establish my
Esas
kingdom.
Fueron las palabras textuales que Dios
That's what God said to him, word for word.
Él no entendía nada acerca del reino de Dios.
He didn't understand anything about the kingdom
nada
of God.
Nada acerca de eso. Él no tenía ese concepto definido en su vida.
He didn't really have that concept defined in his life.
Pero cuando llegó a la iglesia, llegó a la iglesia y comenzó a platicar conmigo y me dijo, ¿sabes qué? Dios me dijo... que mis bienes y mi dinero va a ser invertido en el reino de Dios.
When he got to church, he went to Horacio and said, you know what, this is what God told me, that my money was going to be used to establish the kingdom of God.
Y estoy buscando una comunidad a la cual...
And I'm looking for a community to join. He said, come on in.
Es increíble.
No, but it is incredible.
Cómo Dios está moviendo corazones.
How God is moving in hearts.
Con un mismo sentir.
With the same... feeling?
Ser consumidos por su amor.
Oh, to be consumed by him.
Encontrar satisfacción en él.
People who are finding satisfaction, their satisfaction in him.
Él dice, mi satisfacción no está en el dinero.
God said, satisfaction is not in money.
Este hombre dijo, mi satisfacción no está en el dinero.
And that man said, my satisfaction is not in money.
No está en las cosas
not
materiales.
In things.
Está en él.
It's in him.
Estoy consumido por él.
And I am consumed by him.
Yo creo que Dios quiere hacer eso en nosotros.
And I know that that's what God wants to do in each one of us.
Yo sé que esto de la recesión es algo que nos consume a todos.
I know that this what's happening with this recession is consuming a lot of us.
Y nos ha afectado a todos.
It's affected a lot of us.
Y nos ha dañado a muchos.
And it's hurt a lot of us.
Pero Dios quiere llevarnos cerca de su corazón.
But God wants to draw us near to his heart.
Y abrazarlo.
And hold us.
Y darnos lo que nada en esta vida puede
dar.
And
to give us what nothing else in this life can.
Lo único que satisface.
The only thing that satisfies truly is Jesus.
Pongamos juntos nuestras fuerzas, pues, para buscar compasión a Dios.
So that's where we need to be putting our energy in having that relationship with him.
Gracias otra vez. Los amamos.
Thank you so much again.
Y oramos siempre por ustedes. Muchas, muchas gracias.
Thank you for everything. We pray for you guys. He's wrapping up. So thank you for having us. We love you. We appreciate all you do for us. Your prayers and your support means a lot to us. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. If you live in or are planning to travel to the Elk River area, we invite you to join us for our Sunday morning worship service at 9:30 a.m. each week. For directions and to learn more about our church, please visit our church website at livingwaterschurchelkriver.org.